the part of the gospel that a lot of Catholics have come to say this is talking about Christ, that is the suffering of Jesus. Because where passion originated from Latin. So the Latin was passeo, and so this was translated into English, passion. So in English, the word passion conveys very strong feelings or emotions, such as your zeal. So when one is in love, such as the zeal that is describing a person's emotion when he or she falls in love. Of course, we're speaking now about the suffering of Christ.
他受苦的时候，他也为我们受苦的时候，就代表他对我们有强烈的爱。
Actually, the more Jesus was suffering and in pain, the more he really was loving us.
因为他是为此而来到这世界上。
Because it is for this, for us, he came to unto the world.
他为我们受这些苦难。
It was for us that he endured the suffering.
所以上一次我们讲到他，因为犹太人他们不可以处罚主耶稣，死刑了，所以他把他们交给这个比拉多。
So last time we spoke directly from the past chapter, because the Jews were unable to pronounce and to convict someone to death sentence, so they decided to turn Jesus over to the Romans.
那比拉多他是罗马的军官，他有权力能够判这个人死刑啊。So
Pontius Pilate, being an official within the Roman Empire, he did have the authority to do this.
他是罗马的一个军官，被派到这个犹太地区啊。但是他历史学家说，他其实他并不太喜欢犹太人。And
Pilate, Pontius Pilate, being an official of the Roman law within the Roman Empire, so he was the one that set to do this, to oversee the Jewish people. Actually, if you read the history, the Roman history, Pontius Pilate really did not like Jewish people.
帮他们把这个主耶稣送来之后，他其实给犹太人一点点的麻烦呢，一点点的小麻烦，给犹太人一点点小麻烦。So
actually, when Pontius Pilate was sent to the Jews, he wanted to teach him a lesson.
他并不太想把耶稣判耶稣死刑。He
actually didn't want to pronounce death onto this death sentence onto Jesus.
不是因为他只是要给犹太人一点点的小麻烦。
And so he came, he didn't want to just give him a small lesson.
他问他在这里他说你是犹太人的王吗？
So here Pilate was asking Jesus, are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣回答说你说这是。
So Jesus here answered, you have said so.
他承认他是在这间接的承认他是犹太人。
So here Jesus was indirectly acknowledging, yes, I am the king of the Jews.
在旧约或者是在新约，犹太人就是告诉我们，他这些人是相信主、相信神的人啊。
So as we study from the Old Testament and also the Jewish history until this present time, yes, the Jewish people were anticipating their own king.
他是相信神的子民啊，跟随神的子民。
This is the people that are known by the world to believe there is only one true God, and this is the people that follow God.
所以他为这个主耶稣为这个比拉多，在这比拉多面前做见证。
So therefore, Jesus is bearing testimony in front of Pontius Pilate.
但是他们就有这些犹太人就有很多的控告他。
The Jews had so many things to accuse Jesus of.
他们这么多的控告他，主耶稣一句都不违吧，他什么都不违吧。
And so here, it is written that Jesus made no further answer to all of these accusations.
并包就觉得稀奇很奇怪啊，这个人怎么一点都不为自己辩护吗？
So this is very intriguing to this Pontius Pilate, and he thought, well, why is it that this man does not choose to defend himself in court?
为什么别人都会觉得稀奇呢？
Why was it that Pilate thought this was very strange?
你知道那些案件啊，到他面前的就是比较严重的案件，他可以判他们死刑的。
Because Pontius Pilate had the authority to give a death sentence, so he had this great authority, and therefore all the worst criminals, the most terrible of crimes, would be placed in front of him so he could judge.
当那些犯人来到他面前的时候，你看，或者是被冤枉的来到他面前的时候，这些人都会为自己极力的辩护啊。
So the accused would be put in front of him in order for this hearing to take place, and people would defend themselves because they did not want to be put to death.
就是有犯了很明显的犯罪的，他们也说他们自己没有罪啊。
So whether people that were brought in front of them, the accused, whether they truly had sinned and had perpetrated the crime they were accused of, or if they were innocent, either situation, they really had taken a lot of strength, taken part to make sure they defended themselves against this death sentence by this judge.
他们说那些犯人啊，假如你去过那个加州的监牢啊，还是你做过监牢的施工的话，你看每一个犯人都觉得自己没有罪的。
So if anybody has ever been involved with perhaps the prison ministry or had somehow been involved with jail, then usually mostly people will say, I'm innocent, I should be in here.
每一个人都会辩护说，都会讲说，但是警察的罪是法官啊，他不公平啊，怎么怎么什么什么的，都不会承认自己有罪。
And everyone would tend to say this is the police's fault, this is someone's fault, this is the judge's fault, and I am innocent.
那但是呢，就有为什么彼得都会觉得稀奇呢？因为就有一个人，他一言都不发，站在那边，随便这些犹太人扣告他。
And why was it so? Pilate was really intrigued. Why was it that this person that is before me, that is given an opportunity to defend himself, chose not to, and he was silent?
连彼得都，再后来他都觉得这是不公平的，我没有看到他有什么有罪啊。
Even Pilate himself saw that Jesus was sinless, he was blameless, and he even verbally acknowledged that I can find no sin in this man.
为什么不为自己辩护呢？
Why is it that Jesus did not defend himself?
弟兄姐妹，他不为自己辩护，是因为他要有一天站在天上的时候，审判的时候，站在父神面前，为我们这些人辩护。
Brothers and sisters, the reason that Jesus did not defend himself is because that one day, Jesus wanted to stand before the Father that is enthroned in order to defend you and me.
在有一天在天上神再来的时候，站在审判台前说：“弟兄，你犯了什么罪？”
And one day when we stand before our Lord God, our Maker, we will hear the question, "What have you done?"
我一生的罪在神面前都被摊开来。每一个人的都是罪人。
At that time, every single episode, every single sin, great and small, every single iniquity will be laid out against you and against me.
从习近平到川普啊，每一个人都要站在万能的神面前接受审判。
From every single person, the president of Taiwan, the president of the United States, every single person, the president of China, the premier of China, will have to come and face his own sin.
每一个人都站起来。Every
single person will be in fear.
那基督徒也要站在神的面前。
Christians also will need to stand before God.
但是我们的恩典。
But the grace
is
given to to us is that Jesus Christ is right there with us.
他会为我们辩护，因为他在那时候面为自己辩护。
He will intercede for us for during the time when he was before Pontius Pilate, Jesus was silent.
他说他会说什么呢？
And what would he say?
是的，这个人是罪人。
Yes, this is a sinner.
在这里的都是罪人。
Every single person here, you and I, all of us are sinners.
但是我已经替他还了他的罪债。
But I have already paid the debt of his sin.
我已经在那时候为他受苦受难了。
I have already endured this punishment, this pain, this suffering. Because of his sin and for his sin.
然后天父会说，进来，进来，这个人是无罪的。
Heavenly Father will then answer, you may come in, for you are sinners.
但是那些为自己辩护的，
Those people who defend for themselves.
他没有办法辩护啊。
There is no way they can defend themselves.
他在神国的门外哀哭。
They will gnash their teeth and tear up their clothes in sorrow outside of heaven until eternity.
所以，我们为什么觉得这位神这么那样的稀奇吗？
Why is it that we are so bewildered by this great God?
因为他爱我们，在那时候一言都不发，受了那么大的苦痛苦。
Because at that time that Jesus had suffered so greatly, yet he did not say one word.
那么的不公平。
How unfair and unjust is this?
但是他一句话都不会。
But not one word did Jesus respond.
他说，然后第六节，他说每逢这个时期啊，这个巡逻啊，这个节期啊，因为这个罗马人为了讨好犹太人。
So in verse 6 today we learn now at the feast we used to release for them any one prisoner whom they
asked.
So this is during this time of feast that one prisoner would be forgiven.
那有一个人叫巴拉巴。
So there's this robber, his name, he's a rebel, his name was Barabbas.
这个巴拉巴呢，他罪有应得吧？因为他是杀过人的，他是杀人犯。
And this person deserves the judgment of death because he's a rebel and he is a murderer.
那这个，比拉多问他。 你要释放他，还是释放主耶稣呢？
So here, Pontius Pilate gave the people a choice. He gave the Jews a choice of whether they would be willing to forgive the sins of Jesus, who was blameless, or this rebel who's a murderer, Barabbas.
其实这时候犹太人他们应该悔改了。So
actually, this is an opportunity for the Jewish nation to repent.
应该释放耶稣，但是他们说。
It should be Jesus that they set free, but instead he said, no, we want you to set this murderer
free.
So time and time again here, it is written that the people, the crowd, the people, so the multitudes of people all got together and said, no, we want you to set free this murderer.
弟兄姐妹，跟随主的人，通常都是一小部分。
Brothers and sisters, understand that those who are following Jesus Christ is always a small number.
假如你看在神的国度里面，假如你看人群的话，你看多数人的话，一定会走错路。
If you keep your eyes on a multitude of people and you are walking on a kingdomward path, then this is the wrong path.
你不能够忍受走窄路的话。
If you're not able to keep with walking a narrow path,
你走大多数人走的道路的话，
choose the wide path that most people want to follow,
你会走向灭亡。
You will walk to perish.
只有去走向主耶稣那条路，还是能够才能够看到永生。
Because it is only through Jesus Christ is that way, is that path to eternity.
我告诉你，到今天，
I want to tell you,
主人还是选择大路，现在灭亡的道路。
How many people, multitudes of people, are still choosing the way that is right, that is heading to the demise.
主耶稣在这时。圣灵在这时候启示我们这个圣经，要告诉我们用两条道路，一条是跟随主耶稣十字架的道路，一条是跟随选择巴拿巴走向灭亡的道路，正门的路。
So here the Bible teaches us there are two ways, two paths. One path is following Jesus Christ. It is a narrow path. It is a difficult path. Another path is very wide, very comfortable, and very flat and smooth. And that is a way of Barabbas. This is the way to demise, to hell.
有些慕道友说，他也没有反对主耶稣，他也没有说世界不好，也没有说主耶稣不好，也没有反对主耶稣嘛。
So some people compromise. They say this is not black and white. It's okay. I don't blame because that way of Barabbas. It's alright because he didn't say. He didn't say that Jesus is no good. He allows people to go in the other way as well, so that's not a bad thing. And so they say, I don't want to choose for other people. They want to say, I don't want to choose to follow Jesus. I don't want to make any decision. I don't want to choose to follow anyone, any path.
就是你不做决定的话，你也是这个也是一个决定。
Actually, by default, this default is in itself a decision.
就是你不做决定的话，你其实就是走宽的道路，走向灭亡的道路。
Choosing to not choose, actually, by default, is choosing that right path to your demise.
所以圣经里面就有两条路嘛，一种是宽的走向灭亡，一个是窄的走向永生，是主耶稣十字架的道路。
Very clearly tells us there are two paths. One is a very narrow path, that's a path the way of the cross, that is a path that goes to eternal life. The other path is a very wide path, it is very flat and smooth, and that is a worldly path, it leads to our demise, our death.
没有另外一条说我不做决定的道路，中间的道路没有的。
There is no such thing as a middle road.
其实你不做决定的道路，你就是决定不跟随耶稣，就是走向那个灭亡的道路。
By choosing to not follow the way of the cross, the way of Jesus Christ, you are actually remaining on the path that is right, that is headed to your destruction and death.
但是这个比拉多知道。犹太人在玩什么把戏嘛？他因为这里说到因为嫉妒才把耶稣解了来。
And so here in verse 10, that Pilate actually understood, he perceived that it was out of envy of the priest that the chief priest delivered Jesus to him.
他其实也蛮聪明的啊，他能够做到这样。的大官嘛，他知道人在玩什么把戏嘛。
So he had a very good perception of what was going on with the Jewish people.
但是他因为犹太人要这样，他就是把巴拉巴释放出来。
Because, however, this is what the Jews chose in large number, he had to be forced to free this Barabbas.
他说你做了什么恶事呢？他们这决定，他就说把他钉在十字架上。
So in verse 14, Pilate even said to the people, "Why? Why not set this Jesus free? What evil has he done?"
那你看到比拉多要叫众人喜悦，就释放巴拉巴。
So here, verse 15 teaches us. So Pilate, wanting to satisfy the people.
当你要叫众人喜悦的话，做最容易的事情，选择巴拉巴。
He released for them Barabbas, and here we see that he was making a simple decision was his way out.
所以你要跟众人一起走的话
，So if you you want to walk alongside everyone else?
嗯，当然你不会选择主耶稣。
Of course, you would not go the way of Jesus Christ.
而且啊，你不选择主耶稣的话
，Also, if you do not go the way of Jesus Christ,
你选择你这一生会选择最坏的决定。
In your entire life, you are actually making the worst decision for your life.
因为你不选择主耶稣的话，你就选择他。
Because there is no middle ground. This way is not going to Jesus Christ, and you are choosing the way of sin.
那你不选择主耶稣的话，你会选择走向灭亡之路。
If you are not going the way of Jesus Christ, you are going the way of destruction and death.
假如你不选择主耶稣的话，在审判的日子的话，你要自己承担你的罪。
If you do not go the way of Jesus Christ,On that day of the great judgment, then you alone will bear your own sin.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
慕道友你不能够承担这样的一个刑罚，太恐怖了。
Amongst us, you by your own cannot bear the results of your own sin. This is a great, great demise that not one person can bear on his own.
因为在审判的那一天，你会看到。全世界全力作为嚎啕大哭的之力。
Because at that time when God's wrath is upon God's judgment is upon this world, there will be great tribulation.
我盼望在座的每个人。
Hey, and I hope that every single person that is seated here today.
今天听到这个福音。
Today when you hear the gospel.
不会选择这样的道路。
That you do not choose to remain on the way of the world.
当你选择主耶稣的时候，他就是道路，他就是真理，他就是生命。
You go the way of Jesus. Jesus is the way. He is truth and he is life.
你才有人生。
It is not until you go the way of Jesus Christ will you have eternal life.
在接下来我们看到啊，他们戏弄主耶稣嘛。
So we continue to see what transpires with Jesus.
他们把他带到带来的荆棘啊，然后鞭打他。
And so we see over here that they made this thorny crown and they placed it onto the head of Jesus and they whipped him.
然后第二十一节他要主耶稣要把这个十字架上啊，从那个从那个。殿里面啊，比拉多的殿里面，到这个哥哥他这个地方。
So here we see from verse 21, now they wanted to parade Jesus after this judgment took place. So out of the courthouse that Pontius Pilate was judging this case, they let Jesus out.
因为他已经被折磨的半死了，他已经没有力气来。这个十字架。
And so they wanted to lead Jesus out to a land of Golgotha. So at that time, Jesus has endured a lot of suffering and pain from the whipping and from a lot of punching and from a lot of hitting and kicking, and he was lacking strength.
那个罗马军官他们有权利，他们说，他抓到那个人就说，你帮我。被他的十字架，这个人就被他的十字架。
So the Roman soldiers were not going to carry the cross for Jesus, so they just picked some bystander that's on the way. A lot of people looking and saying, "Hey, you come and carry the cross for this prisoner."
他可以叫任何啊，他们的立法里面，他可以叫任何的一个人帮他背东西，背一里路嘛，至少一里路嘛。
And so under Roman law, the police powers we call in the United States.The soldiers have the authority to tell any common person to carry something for at least 1 mile.
这个西门的人就不信了，被叫到来拿这个耶稣的十字架。
This man called Simon was picked by the Roman soldier to carry that cross.
但是他不是不信了，他是非常的幸运了。
And so it's not that this is an unlucky man. Actually, he was chosen to carry this cross for Jesus
Christ.
Because he was with Christ and he saw from a very close distance.
看到主耶稣在这么大的困难困苦当中,
and in close distance, he saw the suffering and the tribulation of Jesus Christ on that road to Golgotha.
在这里他们没有讲，他是相信这个人已经信了主。
And on here, it is not mentioned in this passage that I believe that he had a heart for Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？因为马可在讲这个故事的时候，刚刚他讲到，很多人都不认识这个西门呢，因为他是已经第一个世纪啊。第二，他有两个儿子叫亚历山大和卢浮的父亲，他介绍给当时候的人的时候。
And why do I believe so? It is because when Mark had penned this, he was recording not just the name Simon, but his two sons, Alexander and Rufus.
他没有解释这两个人是什么，而是人啊。他知道，马可知道，弟兄姐妹都正是这个人啊。他非常熟悉这个人。
And so right here, Mark did not especially explain who was Alexander and who was Rufus, but that they were the sons of this man called Simon. But everyone knew all the brethren in Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹可能不认识西门啊，但是他去认识这个亚历山大和农夫啊，因为他说他就是这两个弟兄跟父亲。And
at that time, the people didn't know this man Simon or Cyrene too much. They knew, however, they knew of Alexander and Rufus. They knew that this was the father of their brethren who followed Jesus Christ. And so here, Mark chose not to explain further. Because the church knew very well who these two people were.
就好像有时候我跟大陆的弟兄姐妹说，你知道有一个叫做。 唱诗的写诗歌的那个小敏，小敏啊，你知道小敏吗？小敏做诗歌的吗？因为国内的弟兄姐妹已经很认识这个人了。哦，我知道。
For example, I might mention a name that our brethren from mainland China would know very well. This is the name of a person who offered a lot of gifts.
同样的，这个亚历山大跟女仆啊，弟兄姐妹，那就不用做解析了。他们都知道他，只是不知道他的父亲是谁呀。And
so in the same way, a lot of Christians of the first century knew who Alexander was. They just didn't quite know the father of Alexander.
所以，他们一家人就是因为西门这个人近距离的，他帮助耶稣抬那个十字架，看到耶稣在。 极大的痛苦的时候，还是这样的坚定的见证神的荣耀。And
here, because this Simon of Cyrene was chosen by a Roman soldier to carry the cross, his entire household, his sons, they were so blessed because Simon could testify that Jesus, when he was in his sorrow, when he was in his pain, and during such great suffering, that he was quiet and he was still. And he was so vigilant and steadfast in his faith to testify
the Father.
When you closely have a relationship with someone, then you will see the true face of this person. So who is it that knows you the best? It is the person that is the closest to you.
你的太太可能是知道最你最高的，你的丈夫可能是知道最高的，你的孩子可能是知道最高的。这个西门呢，就是因为他近距离，他看到主耶稣这样的痛苦，还是这样的庄严的时候，他信了主。
So this Simon, in very close proximity, was able to behold how Jesus was during his journey on the Golgotha. So he was able to bear witness.
那我们要近距离的检验一个人的时候，我们才知道这个人是不是值得去检验的。
And not until we have a close proximity, a close relationship to know someone well, do we know how this person will stand up during the time of suffering or tribulation.
那我告诉你们，主耶稣跟其他的宗教的人有什么不一样？
I want to tell you what is the difference between Jesus and other people who claim to be a head of their religion.
有一个英国人，他写了一本书啊。
There's an Englishman.
他从来不知道这个回教的这个创办人穆罕默德是什么样的。
There's an Englishman who wrote a book, and this Englishman never knew who Muhammad was and who was the founder of the Islamic religion. And so he decided that I want to very closely examine the life of
Muhammad.
So he put himself in close proximity with all the recordings, all the history, all of the documents that recorded about this man's life.
他发现到这个人是真的是一个生意人啊，很会操纵啊。
So he discovered that this man, Muhammad, actually was a businessman, and he was a very shrewd businessman.
他娶了那个第一个太太是一个寡妇，那个寡妇很有钱，那个寡妇后来死了，他变成是一个有钱人。
So this man Muhammad, he was very manipulative. So he found out when he examined the life of Muhammad that actually Muhammad's first wife was a very rich widow. And when he got married, she died, so he inherited her money, became very rich.
这个是都有记载在这个回教的那个历史里面的。All
this was recorded in the Muslim history.
所以那个回教徒他都不说要杀死他之类的。And
so the Islamic people don't want to kill him.
而且他看有很多的太太，因为他后来他自己做了很坏的例子，所以他限制人他的土地只可以四个太太。
And so because he himself led a very decadent life, he led a very licentious life. So he wrote this whole religion around his life, and so he allowed by law, after his time of law, one man can have up to four wives. He would be jailed. Because amongst his wife, there was a teenager, actually younger than
他的生活非常的糜烂。His
whole life was just full of these licentious behaviors.
但是，照镜子里的看他，这个真真实实的是事实的时候，还有这么多人跟随他。However,
when you truly examine his life, you wonder why there are so many people that are still following this fallen religion.
但是主耶稣在禁忌里的时候，他经得起考验的，连审判他的人都说他无罪，连对他有敌意的人都坚持说他无罪。
In close proximity, there would be the people, even this Pontius Pilate who was judging him, even this man who was carrying the cross that could behold the suffering that we have. No one could attest that Jesus had any sin. He was truly blameless.
弟兄，记得，请问，如果你怀疑主耶稣基督的话，你应该静静地去观察。有一个律师啊，他是非常有名的律师，叫做 Frank Morrison 啊 ，Frank Morrison 就怀疑主耶稣，但是复活是不是真的。There's
a very famous attorney. Lawyer, and his name is Morrison, and he set out to examine for himself whether Jesus was true.
他说他这个人很聪明，他知道假如主耶稣的复活是假的，整个基督教的这个 这信仰就被垮了。
And he was very shrewd in wanting to do that because he knew that if the resurrection of Jesus Christ was false, that that would be really the way to pick apart this Christianity, this faith of Christianity.
但是 Frank Morrison 在禁忌里的检查圣经，检查了耶稣的生命的时候，他自己这个主啊。
However, in his examination, he became a Christian, follower of Jesus Christ himself.
他只是其中的一个人啊，有些是医生，有一些是科学家，他们都是禁忌里的非常的仔细的研究耶稣。他后来信了主。
不是说那样 ，there are a lot of people that are learned or that are educated.Have received education. There are scientists and there are doctors and there are lawyers and others. And they have set out for themselves to examine very closely whether or not Jesus Christ was truly sinless.
你不相信这个东西，是你的责任去要去相看看耶稣到底是不是真的。
Anybody who chooses to not believe has to answer to for himself or for herself. This is the holy focus.This is the word of God that becomes very clearly.
那鼓励那人西门啊，他看到这么近距离的，他看到了耶稣完美的人格。
That Simon of Cyrene, that he in very close proximity was able to behold the goodness, the love, the perfection of Jesus Christ.
在最痛苦的时候，最能够显出我们的真性格出来。
And in the most difficult of times, in our tribulation, in our pain, is the time that can really test our true character when we come out.
他看到了这个主耶稣，他真的是神的儿子，真的是那个弥赛亚。
For himself, that Jesus Christ indeed is the Son of God, indeed is the Messiah.Was long awaited by the Jews.
他信了他的两个孩子也信了。
And he believed, and also his sons Alexander and Rufus believed in Jesus.
然后他们把他带到，把主耶稣带到啊哥哥那边，把他钉在十字架上。
And so they brought him to Golgotha to crucify Jesus.
然后他在这之前，他要拿墨药，表的酒给耶稣，但耶稣却不接受。
In verse 23 is recorded that they offered Jesus wine mingled with myrrh, but Jesus did not take it.
这两个东西呢都能够啊，是那时候的麻醉药。
So wine and myrrh at the time was the medicine that people used for anesthesia for pain.
但是耶稣 不接受。
Jesus did not take anything.
你假如再看其他福音的话，那耶稣接受水呢？后来接受水呢？他说我渴，人家就给他水喝。
If you examine other scripture, you will see the other gospels. You will see this report that Jesus would receive water. He would not receive this wine and myrrh.
为什么他不接受这个呢
？Why was this?
因为他在死。加上为我们担当的是我们的苦。
Because Jesus came in order to be crucified on the cross, and He took on our suffering.
他为我们受苦，就为我们受苦到底。
And He took on our suffering in completion.
他爱我们，就爱我们到底。
And He loves us to the end.
所以他不接受这个。
And therefore, he does not discount his suffering. He does not dismiss the suffering that comes with setting us free. And he did not receive this wine and myrrh.
因为他是欠的受苦，我们不需要在永恒里面，我们不需要受这样的苦。
Because of the suffering of Jesus Christ and before our sins for us, that we would not need to when we in eternity when we meet our God.
然后呢，他们把他钉在这两个墙的中间啊，一个右边，一个左边。
And it is recorded that Jesus was nailed on the cross and crucified in the middle, and alongside him on his right side and left side were two robbers.
然后，很简单中啊，
序列里面来说他神被立在罪犯之中。
And so in the Old Testament it is written that God himself, that Jesus would be erected amidst sinners.
弟兄姐妹，假如你看到
这
个情景的话，
When you see the situation there,
他说本来我们是应该钉在那边的。
It should be we that would be nailed there.
本来我们是罪犯之中的一员。
We are all sinners, each and every one of us.
但是因为主耶稣的关系，
Because of Jesus Christ,
他在那个罪犯之中，我不是要在那个罪犯之中。
Because Jesus Christ, He was willing to come and miss us, and therefore I no longer will continue to be listed as a sinner.
他是得胜的君王。
Jesus is a king who is victorious.
假如你看到的这一幕是说，哎呀，这个人死的时候，他死在罪犯之中。
And if you see this man who was crucified to his death, he was even crucified amongst the sinners.
我以前做佛教的时候，那个和尚他就是这样教我的。你看他死的多么的失败。
So when I used to be a Buddhist.I had learned off of the Buddhist temple. And so the monks would teach me, look at this Jesus, what a terrible death that he died.
假如你看到这主耶稣是这样的一个失败的
主耶稣， If you see this Jesus and you think that this is his failure,
在永恒里面，在审判的日子来到的时候，
In the face of judgment,
你就在一个罪犯之中，
that you would be amongst the sinners.
但是你假如看到他为我们受苦致死致罪恶，
But not so if you see that this is actually his intention, his willingness to come and die for us and to suffer.
他胜过了那个死亡。
And that he was triumphant over death.
他爱我们致死的时候。
And he loves us so until the very, very end.
你被他爱所感动。
And you'd be so moved by his love.
太过 passionately 爱我了。
He loves me so passionately.
我愿意亲身经历去跟随他。
And your response will be, I am so willing to follow him every step of the way from my life, from now until eternity.
有一天你可以看到他站在。
One day you will see him.
非常好，忠心的仆人会来到我面前，
把
我
们
一同吃喝。
His words.That welcome, you are my good and loyal servant. You may come in and have this feast with me in eternity.
求圣灵打开我的眼睛。
I pray that the Holy Spirit opens our eyes.
看到一个爱我们一个圣灵的君。
That we may see this is the King that is triumphant that loves us so.
让我们一起来。
Let us now hands and pray.
天父，我们的话语不能够诉说你的荣耀。
Heavenly Father, our words are so limited to count how glorious you are.
我们说不尽你又深又长又阔的大爱。
We are wordless compared to how deep and how great and how wide and how high is your love for us.
除非你的圣灵在我们心里面动工。
And we.Depend on the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts.
看到主耶稣在十字架上是为我牺牲的。
And we see that it is for me that Jesus has died for me.
为在座的每一个人所献的。
And this is what Jesus has given to each and every one. Let us see them here today.
我们愿意一生一世的跟随他。
And how willing we are.To follow Jesus Christ in our entire life.
求你让我们这一幕在我们的心里面不停地发酵。
We pray that you move and you stir up our hearts with this, the love of Jesus Christ for us.
求你真的是帮助我们的慕道友能够看到主耶稣的圣厚大爱，除他以外没有他。
We pray that you help especially the friends who are not yet believers amongst us, that you open up their hearts, you open up their eyes, that apart from Him, of apart from Jesus Christ, there was no other hope.
主啊，我们愿意一生一世，甚至永远都跟随你。
Our Lord God, we are willing to follow you with our entire lifetime until eternity.
因为你是。
For you first loved us.
奉主耶稣基督。
In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.